Thank you for joining us with Start With 7. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with 7 today. Take a moment to be still and silent and meditate and remove any distractions and begin to fix your thoughts on the greatness of God. In your stillness, maybe some thoughts have come into your mind, some things you have to do, some burdens you're carrying, these things that may distract you for a moment. Why don't you say, God, I choose to leave these things with you and focus on you in these next few minutes. Scripture is a foundation for our meditation. We pray the word of God. We pray the will of God. We read God's words to us. We consider what they have to say. We pray them into our life, back to God. We're meditating through the Psalms together. We're in Psalm chapter 34, and we're finishing this Psalm beginning in verse 19 today. If you have your Bible in hand, that'd be ideal. If not, I'll read these verses for you. David, who wrote most of the Psalms, writes this one, and we know that he's in a very tough time. He's in a big trial as he's writing this. And here's what he says in verse 19 as he's closing this psalm. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones, not one of them will be broken. A righteous man may have many troubles. Well, this is counterintuitive to some of the sermons we've heard or books we've read or things said in the name of God that if we're righteous, we won't have troubles. But even David here, who was a man after God's own heart, who God deeply loved and David deeply loved God, he had many troubles. A righteous man may have many troubles. I have, maybe you have. All scripture is littered with righteous people who have had troubles. This week I was at the funeral of a very righteous person who had many troubles. God, help me understand that me being righteous does not remove the reality of troubles in this world. I'm still here in this broken planet, and help me not believe that being righteous removes troubles from my life. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. And David said, a righteous man may have many troubles, but the end of verse 19, the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. David here, I do not think he's talking literally. I think he's saying, look, the structure of your life, the foundation of your life is not going to be moved. It's not going to be broken. He's going to protect all your bones. Your skeleton is going to be safe. You're going to be able to continue to walk and move forward and live. He's going to protect you. You may have trouble, but the Lord will deliver you from them and through them. He's going to keep you strong and secure. He's going to protect your foundation. Your foundation will not be cracked or broken. God, thank you that even in the middle of the troubles and trials I've had in my life, that you've kept me firm, my foundation secure, and I've been able to keep going forward, all because of you. David says in verse 21, evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. Wow, David was going through it. He had wicked people against him. He had many foes, the foes of the righteous he's talking about. He says, evil's going to slay these wicked people, and the foes of these righteous people will be condemned. And God's going to be just. He's going to pour out his wrath. God will vindicate. God will protect. God will step in at just the right time in the right way. Righteousness will always win. This is our confidence. God, I don't see it now. I don't understand why the wicked still exist or the foes of the righteous are still here, but I trust that you are working and that you are just and you're good and you will vindicate, and I will leave that to you, and I will trust that you will do your way of vindication in your time. David finishes this psalm, and he's in a horrible trial. I mean, he's hiding in caves. He's pretending to be insane to save his own life and the lives of those people with him. And this is what he says at the end of this. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. David had this confidence in God. I'm going to continue to seek God and serve God and obey God and worship God in the middle of my trial. I know that God will come through. I know that he's good. I'm going to trust God and God's way more than I'm going to trust my own way. And David had this confidence in God. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. Maybe today our prayer can be, God, help me continue to put my confidence in you, my trust in you, regardless of my trial. I want to continue to have confidence knowing that everything you've promised will always be true. We have many different expressions of prayer available to us. I hope that you'll practice those today. For now, let's pray these verses together. God, thank you for this beautiful reminder, this truth, that a righteous man may have many troubles. Jesus, you said that in this world we'll have trouble. We know we are on a broken planet, this beautiful broken planet. But thank you that you've redeemed it, and you deliver us, and you're with us, and you will keep us secure. You'll keep our foundation strong. We'll be able to keep walking forward, even in the middle of this world, because of your presence with us. And we know in the end that righteousness will win. So help us not get discouraged. Help us not lose heart. Help us not lose our faith. Help us know that the righteousness of Jesus Christ will be victorious over everything that is wicked and evil. Father, thank you that you don't condemn us, but by the grace of Jesus, you accept us. And we take our refuge in you for our salvation and every day. We pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for Start with 7. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing his word, living our life for him. We hope this Start with 7 is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.